think because of an increased awareness of eating healthy foods, there's a greater interest these days in visiting farms. And a lot of us, most of us, don't live on a farm anymore. And it's one of the reasons, perhaps, why people are really looking forward to visiting them. When there's sleigh rides in the winter, there's Dairy Month breakfasts in June, there's apple orchards in the fall, lambing in the early spring. And those are some of the occasions to visit a farm, but there are other occasions and other reasons to do it as well. We're going to be talking about that today with Sarah Clavis, who is Marketing Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and with Ray Antonovich of the AZ Farm in Oregon, Wisconsin. Pleased to have them along. Ray's been very successful in creating opportunities for families to visit his farm and his wife's farm. And Sarah, of course, is keeping her eyes and ears open on what's going on around the state and actually promoting it as well. So we're pleased to have them both with us today. If you have a question or maybe a comment, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Ray Antonovich, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here again.
And Sarah Clavis, nice to welcome you to the show as well.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Sarah, the Wisconsin Department of Tourism taking a strong interest in this area of farm tours.
Absolutely. You said it best when you said that people are really looking for healthy lifestyles. And with our heritage in agriculture and certainly, you know, Wisconsin's brand being built on, you know, a healthy destination, people are looking for that authentic experience.
And Ray, you've been, as I said, pretty successful with your activities at AZ Farm.
Yes, it has really grown to more than what we anticipated. And we're getting a lot more requests for programs and products that are farm-related because we do not go to any of the hormones or growth stimulants or anything like that to anything that we work with or that we produce. And so we're providing educational programs that have really been well accepted.
And they're a lot of fun having participated.
Oh, yes. For both ends. For those that come out and then also for the family and the crew that we have for our bigger events.
And you actually just had something this past lambing.
We had the shearing this last Saturday, and we had a good turnout for that. It's a little earlier in the season, but it was very good. We had a good crowd and a lot of good questions, and I think we provided something that kind of enlightened them as far as another aspect of farming or agriculture and with the natural fiber. There's more interest in that also. Mm-hmm. And so we have a natural fiber there, and we're getting inquiries more. In fact, there's an email this morning as far as wool. So that's one of the things that needs to be taken care of when I return home.
Sarah, what are you seeing on a statewide level when it comes to farms opening their property to the public?
Well, we have a lot of farms around the state who do that, and you've really seen the bed and breakfast really come on the scene in terms of offering that full package experience. And there are many of them that do a great job. It's an opportunity for people to experience something that perhaps they've never seen before. And when you're talking about reaching travelers out of the Chicago market, hey, they want that, back to nature, sort of that heritage that Wisconsin's all about. So it's been a very popular trend in tourism.
So we've had the bed and breakfast, of course. Ray talked a little bit about his approach. Talk about some more of the approaches that farmers and farm families are taking.
Sure, happy to do that. One of the unique opportunities is at a place called Palmquist, the farm. That's located in Brantwood, Wisconsin, and it's a really great opportunity to experience timber, to really look at fishing, hunting, hay rides, you know, things that are indigenous to Wisconsin's agriculture product. And you can you know, experience, like in the fall, a corn maze, things like, you know, really having the opportunity to milk a cow, or, you know, if you'd like to see, you know, where the food is produced, you can go actually to the source. And that hands-on experience at the farm, as they fondly call it, is what we're really seeing happening, and that's a real good example.
Mm-hmm. Does the Department of Tourism, or do other agencies in the state, help farm families? You know, a farm is, you know, it's a family operation, tends to be anyway, and people who run those farms know a lot about how to run their farm. But when it comes to bringing people in from away, there's a business part of it that's different from the kind of business that you're normally accustomed to, and I'm wondering about help that way.
Well, this year, actually, our Governor's Conference on Tourism is focusing on agritourism, and particularly along the lines of the culinary aspect, or the sourcing of local food. So that's one example of how someone from the tourism industry who has an interest in agritourism can get educated. This year, March 4th through 6th in Appleton, is the Governor's Conference on Tourism, and it's titled Wisconsin Growing Authentic Experiences. So it really plays into that whole notion that people want that authenticity that Wisconsin's farming community offers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Department of Agriculture, the folks over there are really committed to making sure that the family farm and the people who run it have the ability to look for other revenue sources. And through the Department of Ag, the farm community can get a lot of resources.
And you can join in with your own questions or comments, by the way, as we move along, as we talk with Sarah Clavis, who's Marketing Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and Ray Antonovich of the AZ Farm, Oregon, Wisconsin, talking with them about farm tours in Wisconsin, farm visits. And you can join in again at 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call. And Ray, maybe you could talk a little bit about, from your own experiences, about getting started in something like this.
Getting started in it? There's a lot of different things that you can do. You have to, once in a while, kind of think out of the box and come up with something a little bit different. And that's what we have done to some degree. Prior to what we've been doing, I didn't know of anybody else in the state who was doing anything in this particular line. But since then, we have a family up at Menominee that listened to some of our information on ag tourism and their sheep and meat and berry operation. And they came down and talked to us and kind of looked at what we're doing. And now the last two weekends of March, they're having a big program up at Menominee. So that's there are many different things that you can do.
What about just actually getting started? What are some of the things that a person has to consider if he or she were interested in starting up something like this?
Okay, I think, we could really go through a big list here, but location is very important. Now, we're just 10 miles from south of the state capital here, and so the location is great for us. So that is something that is very important. If you're near an interstate or a major highway, that also helps. That kind of relates back to the occasion, to the location. But something that people are definitely interested in, if you can have something that is educational for the younger people that are coming up, and then also for the senior citizens, something that they can reminisce. We've had people come out to our open barns, and they're just kind of standing there and looking there and talking to them. They're saying, well, I have not been in a barn for 40 years, and this is just great to come here and recall my youth. So there are many different things
different ways
in
to
here.
Think about.
Yes, right. And so There's very few specific things, but you have to like people and maybe go out of your way at times to provide a good experience for them.
Sarah, anything to add to that?
Well, I have to agree with Ray, his comment about providing that educational experience. That's what people really are looking for. They want to actually, you know, immerse themselves right into their selected vacation option. And I've been out to watch the lambs being born, and I think it's a perfect, you know, just a perfect salute to the kinds of experiences that people are looking for. You can get educated, you can have some fun, and you can get some great customer service while you're at it.
Mm. Well, let's take some calls. David in Milwaukee, we'll give you a chance now. Hi, David. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. Your comment about thinking out of the box just sort of triggered something from your last guest, who basically was looking for ways of making younger kids aware of not just global warming, but, you know, walking lightly on the earth. And it occurs to me that if an organic farm also had things that related organic farm and being close to the earth, quite literally, where your food comes from, you know, shop locally, think globally kind of thing, wouldn't that be just a wonderful education thing to have eco-agricultural tourism?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. A good point, David. I'll ask both of our guests to comment on it. Ray, maybe first.
Well, I think that's definitely a point there. And we do, by not using artificial growth stimulants as an example, I think we're relating back to the ecology and the natural fiber, again, rather mm-hmm. than something that mm-hmm. we have to rely on mm-hmm. a resource that we're going to be depleting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are applying the natural thing as far as many different areas.
Yeah. Sarah, comment?
Yes. You know, right now in terms of where, you know, we're thinking as a department about what makes that single point of difference for Wisconsin, what will get people to choose Wisconsin over any other, you know, vacation destination. We think it's the whole idea of sustainable practices, our environmental legacy, and being able to really capitalize on authentic experiences, whether it has to do with, you know, going to the Aldo Leopold Legacy Center and learning about all of the environmental issues, to, you know, eating in Madison where the slow food and organic movement had its beginning. The natural fibers that you talk about, Ray, and, you know, the environmental heritage and legacy, that's where tourism is headed.
And we'll talk some more with our guests in a few minutes right after a look at the news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Talking farm tourism and farm tours in Wisconsin with our two guests today. Larry Mueller here. My guests are Sarah Clavis, who's Marketing Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and Ray Antonovich of the AZ Farm, Oregon, Wisconsin. And Ray's been heavily involved in farm visits, farm tours, many educational programs through his AZ Farm. I've had a chance to participate in quite a few of them now, and I've loved every one of them, and so is my 3-year-old daughter Emily, and so is my my wife Renee. So we've had a lot of fun with that, and I know a lot of other people are as well. You may have some questions or comments for us as we visit with them, and you're certainly welcome to join in at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. And let's take a call. John in New Lisbon is up next. John, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for the program.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a plug. I live about a little over an hour north of Madison. And my wife and I and my sister, one day, we decided to drive out up at Toma, which is right where 90 and 94 split. And there's a place called, I think it's called This Old Barn. I wish I remembered, but it's they run a llama farm there, too. And for any listeners out there, if you haven't been to a llama farm, you have to go. They're just the most amazing animals. They're real friendly, and they're fun, and it'd be really great to take the kids out there, too. We had a blast. We just, I mean, I was there for about an hour. I didn't want to leave, and a lot of fun, though. But.
Well, John, I thank you very much for calling. I don't know, Sarah, if you know right off the top of your head the name of that particular place, but
I don't know that particular place, but I know that llama farms have become popular in the state, and there are several of them. So, you know, great idea. Thank you for that input.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Dave in Eau Claire, it's your turn. Hi, Dave.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really had a couple of comments. One, a plug for a couple of agritourism sites here in the Chippewa Valley that I wanted to bring up. One is the museum here in town has an excellent history of agriculture in the Chippewa Valley that's really quite touching in how they present it. And then, two, I wanted to bring up Govan's over in Menominee. I know it was brought up before. I've taken my children over there during lambing season, and it's just an excellent place. One question I wanted to ask of Sarah is, I'm in the dairy industry, and with the change in agriculture, you know, multi 500,000 cow dairies, families and corporations that do an excellent job producing milk, what are you doing or how are you working with agriculture to project what this industry means to Wisconsin and to the people involved in it and the fine, high-quality products that these dairies are producing?
A couple of ways that we're working with the agricultural industry, and perhaps the most important is our interagency relationship with the Department of Ag. We have worked together for a long time in sort of some mutual ag tourism initiatives, but none more important and perhaps more interesting to the traveler right now than the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin food initiative that includes the dairy industry. The push for making sure that local sources of foods are being provided not only to residents but certainly to visitors, as we know that about 25% of our economic impact in tourism is related to food purchases when people travel.
Well, one comment that I wanted to make is, you know, yeah. So often I think a lot of the small romantic kind of old-style dairies, I love to visit them. I mean, they're very interesting to me, but oftentimes those are sort of poking in the eye of the large 500 or 1,000 cow dairies that are the future of our industry here. In Indiana, there's a really interesting dairy right along the convergence of a couple of interstates out there. It's a multi-thousand cow dairy, and they get, I know, scores of tourists daily that see these large milking parlors. They see the cows are well cared for, that the families that work there are obviously well paid, that they've got good jobs. You know, I think all too often we get so riveted on the organic movement that we forget that the dairy industry is 95% of it is, you know, these large dairies, and that's our future.
Mm-hmm. Sarah?
Good point. And, of course, the heritage of the state and the whole foundation of it is built on that agriculture, the milk, the cheese, the things that really define Wisconsin. And I think the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board does a great job of ensuring that we're remembering that all the time. We work very closely with them.
Hmm. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call and your comments. Pat in Colfax, we'll go to you next. Pat, hello.
Hi. I'm familiar with some of the places that were just mentioned, the Govan's Farm in Dunn County here. I'm concerned as farmers look for ways to stay profitable. We have a situation here next to Hoffman Hills where there's a farm that may be turned into a large-scale silica sand mine within a mile of the Hoffman Hills. And I see that this is a threat to tourism. It may well destroy the park. But so farmers can be making choices in economic development that could threaten tourism. Are you aware of incidents mm-hmm. like this around the state? Or?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah?
I'm not aware of that in particular, but of course, you know, it is a concern that development is balanced with, you know, protecting the natural resources, and that's something that we pay very close attention to. As a promotional agency, we don't get too involved in the development of issues like that. Rather, our work is to promote what's there. But you make such a good point that we have to be always with our eye on those kinds of things that have, you know, impact on on the overall tourism economy.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat, for calling. Appreciate it. And you can join in at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. We'll get you on pretty quickly. Now we have some open lines. Ray, maybe you could talk a little bit about your to give people an idea of what goes on at one of these places. You've got some your birthing barn, your lamb birthing barn, kind of open to the public on three different dates, if I'm not mistaken. Talk a little about that.
Okay, we have hopefully we do have some lamb birthing during the time that we do are open on Sundays. We can't guarantee that lambs are going to be born then, but we try and provide the best we can, and that is always something that is very interesting. Then we will have little chicks there, and people can touch those. We will also be having an incubator there where the eggs will be hatching. They're set. That we can kind of control. And so there will be eggs hatching all the time there on those weekends. Then we will have some little ducklings. We've got the rabbits, and they're always very popular. We will have few pigs, and also something that we'll have returning, and that is some kid goats, some young goats that we'll have there. And we have a local farmer that will bring in some dairy calves, so really we've got quite an assortment there. Then we've got the flock of laying hens, and they'll be laying eggs. There's many different colors. We generally think of eggs as having the white shell and then the brown shell possibly, but we've got chickens that are laying eggs that do have a green or a blue or possibly just a light pink shell. And that is always an eye-opener there and very popular. And the youngsters can look right in the nest and see eye-to-eye with that chicken as she is sitting there on that nest. Then we'll have the turkeys there, and we've got Tom. And he has learned that when people talk to him, he will respond to them. And so that is always very popular. Now, something we're going to have that is new in kind of the, it's not an animal area necessarily, but that is a honey producer will be there with some bees, and they will be working. There will be honey available to purchase as well as some other products too. But this is something that we're going to be adding this year. Something else that we do have that we have not really specified that much, but when you come, you will have a chance to grasp the fresh, we might say fresh wool that has just been shorn a week ago from the sheep, and there's a natural product in that wool called lanolin. Mm-hmm. If you grab a hold of that and squeeze it a little bit, your hands might feel a little oily. But that is that lanolin that you would pay a good price for when you go to the pharmacy. And so you can get a massage, not a massage, but a dermal treatment here with that lanolin at no extra price. And then if you decide that you wanted to go out for dinner or something right afterwards, we do have hand wipes and the sanitizers for your hands so that you can get that squared away. But we will have knitters and spinners, and we should have a weaver with a table weave, a table loom there doing a demonstration, and probably felting. All of these things and some other good educational displays beyond the sheep, although the sheep with the baby lambs are always the big crowd pleaser.
The big crowd pleaser, and that's right. March 11th, 18th, and 25th, so
correct.
Three Sundays in a row.
It's three Sundays, and we do welcome tours by reservation. We're getting a lot of tours now. It's that time of the year, and the first one that just booked yesterday is for the 12th of March, and so they're coming in. Primarily the daycare and preschool groups, but we've got scouts coming, and then we try and work with them as far as their merit badges and so forth.
Oh, that's great. And You forgot the photographer. You can bring your own cameras to events.
Right.
Like, it's one of the nice things about farm tours. People are encouraged to bring cameras and take pictures. But my wife and daughter, Emily, have all had our picture taken every year there by one of your professionals who shows up.
Right, we will have him. Or we're going to move him into a little different area this year where we won't be kind of having a traffic block there. Then also this year, we will be donating part of the admissions from the March 11th session to the National Breast Cancer Research Foundation. This is something that we haven't done in the past, but we will be doing that this year for the March 11th open house.
Well, people like Ray, Sarah, probably help your business a lot.
Well, they sure do. You know, Ray's a marketer's dream. He gets the he gets the whole experiential and hands-on education that really is what tourism is all about. And, you know, you can find out all about Ray's farm and many other opportunities for farm vacations, horseback riding, all of those things at travelwisconsin.com. We've got great resources on our website.
And I know your website is www.a-zfarm.com.
Correct. Got it. And there's a lot more information there. And we've added a lot of new pictures on there also.
So it's a-zfarm.com. And again, Sarah, yours was?
www.travelwisconsin, that's all one word spelled out, .com.
And you can join in right now with a question or comment at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890, 263-1890. This time of year, well, of course, for sheep, it's perfect with the lambing. What other, are there places that are kind of open all year round that actually provide for people to come?
There are. And actually, we have a section of our calendar event and recreation guide that has farm vacations. And one of the things that we do ask in order to be in our guides is that you do have standard operating hours and have the ability to serve visitors at any time that they choose to travel. So you can pick up a recreation guide and find out more about farm vacations all year long. The seasons in Wisconsin offer just a whole variety of different farm vacation opportunities. They'll be different in the fall than they are in the summer, but certainly equally as wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we'll take some more calls. Marie in Madison, it's your turn next. Hi, Marie.
Hi. I just had to make a comment. It's going to be almost 2 years ago that we had a birthday party at Ray's farm. And he had been so kind to rent out the barn for a family to come and have a birthday party. And we also got to do a tour with Ray. And it was a great experience for my whole family. My daughter turned 9, and we had my nephew, who was just 2 years old, a toddler. And then we had my parents and my husband's grandmother. And it was just a really cool multi-generational kind of thing.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your comments. And these tours are these birthday parties and so forth are really a lot of fun to do. And well, we can't control things as far as the birthing process is concerned, but one particular young lady that has been out 3 times for her party, they just hit the Saturday, and they had about 6 ewes lamb within a couple hours, and so they became the experts as far as the birthing process of the lambs are concerned. Thank you.
Thanks, Marie.
And I also wanted to tell you, too, I don't know if listeners are aware, but there's a really great article in this issue of Country Woman that talks about the A to Z Lamb Farm.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Just to let you know.
Thanks, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
So Country...
Country Woman magazine. The editor was out a year ago and spent part of the weekend with us and got her right involved in things in the barn. And also getting up during the night to check for lambs, and there were lambs. So really got some good hands-on experience. We can't quite provide all of this for everybody, but we do try and provide something great for them.
Ed in the town of Madison, it's your turn next. Hi, Ed.
Hi, it's actually the town of Dunn.
Town of Dunn.
Yes, know Ray's operation very well. My granddaughters have been there. It's a really wonderful experience for them. He does a great job. There are also some farms that are doing something more extensive. For example, up in River Falls, there's the Fountain Prairie Farm that has a restored Victorian home that you can stay in. It's a bed and breakfast, and you could get to see Highland beef.
Very cool.
So you can take sort of the next step and, you know, make it, you know, pretty inclusive.
Yeah. Ray, comment?
Oh, something I want to remind everybody about, and thank you, Ed, also for the comments, but the AZ Farm is a family operation, family and friends. So just how friendly you want to get to know the family, you may be one of our crew, although we get repeats all the time, and we get a kind of a list of people who want to come out. So remember, it is a family operation.
Ed, thanks a lot for calling. Sarah, comments from you here on the Now, Ray's a good marketer. We can see that. What do people need? Are there some issues that you have to kind of consider if you're in this business? Liability would probably be one.
It is. Liability insurance is a big issue that people who want to have the public involved in their operation really need to give consideration to. And there are a number of other things that you just have to know that are going to be issues for you. You have to be able to have a place for people to park. They need to know how to get to your location. And you don't think of those things as being an important part of the tourism package, but indeed they are, because wherever you meet a customer, you need to meet them with the very best that you have. And so it means making sure they can find you, that they can park where it's easy to walk to your location, liability. And certainly we know that at A to Z Farms, it's all about customer service. People come back where they know that they've been welcomed. And, of course, word-of-mouth marketing is the best way to market.
Yeah, I would. Do you agree with that, Ray?
Oh, yes, I agree with everything there, everything said.
Well, I tell you what, we've got some. We'll talk about a few other events that might be occurring around the state relating to farms or different places, Sarah, that people could go.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to do that. This time of year, the maple sugaring is a really big thing for travelers to enjoy. There's a maple syrup weekend at the Brillian Nature Center, April 24th and 25th. An opportunity to observe tapping demonstrations, really get hands-on and participate in the collection and boiling of sap to make syrup. A little bit earlier in March, coming up March 24th and 25th, Maple Syrup Magic open house at the River Edge Nature Center. And it really does delve into the culture, the Native American culture of how early American Indians and settlers made maple syrup. So, again, both of those are a real good demonstration on what people want. They actually want to be immersed in the experience.
Yeah, and Ray, your events, you've got the 11th, 18th, and the 25th, and you kind of run through the whole year, don't you?
Well, when the schools are out, it kind of slows down considerably. We do have special events and so forth. But then the lambs are out on pasture with the ewes, mm-hmm. and so we don't have as much direct contact with them. Mm-hmm. But we do provide a hayride for the group, and the kids always like that, and then Grandma and Grandpa always like it also, to get up there. Again, it kind of reminds them of riding in that or on that hay wagon. And so we really have a two big audiences here. Our youth, we need to educate them on what farming is really about. And then for the senior citizens, again, to kind of give them a chance to reminisce on something that they experienced and was an enjoyable experience for them.
Well, I got to tell you, it's fun for the parents of the kids, too.
Oh, yes.
we have had... We got some of our favorite photos that were taken at your farm of Emily with her finger out at on a little lamb's nose and things like that, which are memories that are going to stay with you forever.
I'd like to comment on that comment, because that is so much about what we are incorporating in our upcoming marketing and advertising campaign. It isn't so much anymore about telling people a specific destination, although, of course, there are wonderful destinations in the state. It's actually sharing with the visitor that emotional connection to Wisconsin and a Wisconsin vacation. It's that wonderful picture that stays with you forever.
And again, the website to go to from tourism, Sarah, is
www.travelwisconsin.com.
Travelwisconsin.com. And Ray, your web address again is
www.a-zfarm.com.
Real pleasure to have you both with us today. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Sarah Clavis is Marketing Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Ray Antonovich owns AZ Farm in Oregon, Wisconsin. Fun to have them with us. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.